supermarkets. They called us key workers, but wages stayed same. While safety got worse, Bernard Davis, supermarket worker during the first lockdown, we were considered key workers. But our wages remain unchanged. Some received limited one-off bonuses, others nothing. Our workplaces were unsafe. Bosses eventually put in place measures required by the government. Most retailers seemed to get the idea that it would be wise to look after their key workers. Customer numbers were limited to ensure 2-meter social distancing. Screens were erected, sanitizer provided, and, more recently, face coverings. Then the age-old motivator, profit, returned with a vengeance. Taking the government's lead, employers exploited the loopholes and put staff under greater pressure. We had to use holiday entitlement to cover isolation. Disciplinaries and sanctions for absence were reintroduced. Many were related to anxiety brought on by working in an increasingly unsafe environment. Most retail workers accept December will be busy. Yet, to increase sales and make even further profit, some retailers will be opening even longer hours, putting staff at increased risk of contracting the virus. Debenhams and Arcadia have exploited their employees over many years and are now looking to cut and run. They should be made to open their books to trade union inspection in preparation for nationalization.